Exercise 2, page 36. Listen and read. Where did Akamu find the pot?
A long time ago, an old man and an old woman called Akamu and Lea lived near a rice field. They worked very hard to grow their own food, but they were still poor.
We have worked so hard every day of our lives,
they said. One day, they were in the rice field. While Akamu was digging near an anthill, he hit something hard. It was a very big old pot. When he opened it, he saw that it was full of gold.
Lea, come and see what I found,
he shouted.
Oh my, how lucky we are,
she said when she saw the pot.
Let's carry it home.
No, we can't do that,
Akamu said.
It is not ours to take. If it really belongs to us, it will find a way to come to us.
Lea was sad, but she knew Akamu was right. Later that day, when they got back to the village, she told the neighbors about the pot. Nobody believed her strange story, and they all laughed.
Buried treasure? You are funny,
they said. A few weeks later, a group of traders were passing through the village. While they were buying and selling goods, they heard about the two old people who found a pot of gold in the fields.
How interesting,
they said. The traders decided to go and look for the pot. They went to the rice field and found the anthill with the pot near it. When they opened the pot, they jumped back. Inside it, there was a half-sleeping snake.
This is not gold. What liars they are,
one of them said.
Let's teach them a lesson.
So they took the pot and left it outside Akamu and Leia's house. The next day, Lea got up early to make breakfast. When she opened the door to go out, she hit something hard with her foot.
Ouch!
She cried, and Akamu came to see what was happening. They saw the pot in front of their door and looked inside. It was full of gold.
Who has brought this to our house?
Akamu said.
Who knows? Do you think we should keep it?
Lea asked.
Yes, now it has come to us, so it must be ours.
Ooh! Hooray!
From that day on, they stopped working and lived an easier life. And all over the country, everybody talked about the treasure in the rice field.